Carol Payton writes in the lead story in Business Day today, the government, backed by the ANC, has chosen to restructure South African Airways and retain it as a national airline. This is the most decisive step taken in the business rescue process so far and was decided upon on the basis of three options offered by the business rescue practitioners Les Mattison and Sivive Dongwana. The other two options were to liquidate the SAA group or to close the SAA company and retain Mango. And she quotes Enoch Godongwana, who is the chair of the party's Economic Transformation Committee, as saying to the media yesterday that it had been agreed that South Africa be retained in a restructured form that would make it sustainable. The DA, in its response, under the name of Galip Kachalia, their shadow minister of public enterprises, says that this is not legal, that business practitioners are not allowed to offer three scenarios. Section 150 of the Companies Act requires that the business rescue plan be published by the company within 25 days after the date on which the business rescue practitioner was appointed. It does not call for options to be presented to the shareholder. Vaughan Harrison is a business rescue specialist, a partner at Lawton's Africa. Vaughan, good afternoon.
Hi, John. Just one small correction. I do get involved in aviation work, and I am able to speak to the process, but I'm not a business rescue practitioner as such, but do get involved in business rescue matters.
And that's a distinction that only matters to lawyers, Vaughan, I can promise you. But anyway, it's out there. The DA's objection, is it well-founded that there's an undue deference to the shareholder, who's only one of the interested parties in this?
I think the problem is that government is the problem and has been for many years. It is a vanity project. Government doesn't speak with one voice. So you have ministers in cabinet, and I think it's well known that ministers such as Minister Mboweni are less favorable to keeping a vanity project going. There are other ministers that see state-owned enterprises as part of the development state. Also, we have a very strong organized labor group and organized trade unions in the country. And for them, whether it's an Eskom or a South African Airways or any state-owned entity, restructuring and laying off of workers is an anathema. So government is intervening. And also, they are between a rock and a hard place. SAA has run up losses of some 21 billion, which need to be staunched. For that, government has given guarantees of about 15, 16, 17 billion. And the problem at this time is that they are having difficulty obtaining funding from banks because they are reluctant, government is reluctant to provide further guarantees. The reason why they don't want to provide further guarantees is because this knocks onto our credit rating and our debt ratios as a country. We are 61% to GDP debt ratio, and Tito Mboweni has warned it could go to 70%. So there's 21 billion at stake, and government wants to keep the airline flying. In other words, consider good money being thrown after bad. Yes, there is employment at stake, but and the other difficulty with liquidating SAA is there is SAA and there's the group which SAA constitutes. So SAA has subsidiary companies such as Mango and Airships and other divisions. So it makes it very complicated. And if you talk about the Companies Act, some of the directors have recently stood down because when it comes to companies that are hopelessly insolvent, you can find yourself trading in reckless circumstances, and which places directors in an unfortunate position. But government is intent on keeping the airline in the air and is intent on keeping other state-owned entities going. In other words, it's a question.
I appreciate that you're not a business rescue practitioner per se,
yes,
but how difficult does this make the business rescue process for the two people who are in charge? I mean, they have this very self-interested and divided shareholder. They have financial problems. They're supposed to keep the company running, but the banks don't want to lend money to them. Government committed to giving them 2 billion rand. Tito Mboweni saying that he can't because until the Special Appropriations Act is passed with the budget, he has no legal mechanism to channel money. The only way he could get money to them is by borrowing. It wouldn't make sense. So that surely makes the job of the two business rescue practitioners even more difficult than it would ordinarily be.
It does. And to put it into perspective, the whole point of a business rescue process is for these practitioners to come in, assess the business, determine whether there is a plan to restructure and save the business and the related employment, step into the shoes of the board, and to take those hard decisions. So yes, government is making their job appears to be making their job quite difficult, as you've suggested.
Thank you very much, Vaughan Harrison, a partner at Lawton's Africa.